Have you ever wondered who is watching your airplane when you're 2 hours over the North Atlantic with nothing but ocean in every direction? I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and this is Radio Hangar this week. I want to walk through a technology that has quietly reshaped how every airplane on Earth is tracked, and why the next round of capability upgrades matters to you, whether you fly a Bonanza to Bermuda or a Heavy across the pond. Let's talk about space-based automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, or ADS-B, and the Aireon network that made it real. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins for the milestones that actually matter. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole progression. Beautifully crafted and built to carry. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. For decades, air traffic control had a fundamental geometry problem. Radar is a ground-based technology. You need a station, you need line of sight, and you need the aircraft to be close enough for the signal to bounce back. That works beautifully over the continental United States. It works over Western Europe. It works along busy coastlines. It does not work over 70% of the planet. Think about that number, 70%. The oceans, the poles, the vast stretches of Central Africa, Siberia, the Amazon basin. For most of aviation history, once you flew beyond radar coverage, you were on procedural separation. That means controllers spaced airplanes by time and altitude and hoped that everyone was where they said they were. 30 minutes between aircraft at the same altitude. Huge vertical buffers, no real-time position data at all. Just position reports relayed by high-frequency radio, which, if you have ever tried to use HF over the Atlantic, you know is about as reliable as your uncle's weather forecast. Then along came ADS-B. The concept was elegant. Instead of bouncing radar energy off the airplane and computing a position, you put a transponder on the aircraft that broadcasts its own GPS-derived position, altitude, velocity, and identification. Ground stations receive those broadcasts and feed the data to controllers. Suddenly, you have precise real-time surveillance with no rotating antenna, no return signal, no geometric limitation, except you still needed ground stations. And you cannot build a ground station in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Here's what most people miss about the Aireon solution. They did not build new satellites. They did not spend billions on a dedicated surveillance constellation. They piggybacked. Aireon partnered with Iridium, the satellite communications company, to install ADS-B receivers as hosted payloads on every single one of the 66 active Iridium Next satellites, plus the on-orbit spares. When the Iridium Next constellation was fully deployed in 2019, Aireon flipped the switch and suddenly had a global ADS-B receiver network in low Earth orbit. Every airplane transmitting ADS-B out on 1090 MHz, anywhere on the planet, was now visible. Let that sink in. A Cessna 182 flying over the Amazon, a Gulfstream crossing the North Pole, a Boeing 777 at flight level, 370 over the middle of the Indian Ocean, all of them broadcasting, all of them received, all of them tracked. The data tells an interesting story about what happened next. Nav Kanata was the first air navigation service provider to go operational with space-based ADS-B in 2019. They used it over the North Atlantic, which is the busiest oceanic airspace in the world. Roughly 1,400 flights cross the Atlantic every single day. Before Aireon, those flights were separated by large intervals using procedural control. After Aireon, Nav Kanata and the United Kingdom's NATS began applying radar-like separation over water. What does that mean in practice? It means flight levels that were previously blocked by procedural spacing opened up. Airlines could request and receive more optimal altitudes. They could change altitude mid-crossing when winds shifted. They saved fuel, they cut emissions. The estimates from Nav Kanata and NATS suggest that reduced separation over the Atlantic saves airlines collectively hundreds of millions of dollars per year in fuel costs alone. And here's the safety piece that matters even more than the efficiency. When Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared over the Indian Ocean in March of 2014, the world learned the hard way that you could lose a wide-body airliner with 239 people aboard and have absolutely no idea where it went. The search took years. The wreckage was never fully found. That tragedy was the single biggest accelerant for space-based ADS-B adoption, because it made the unthinkable tangible. An airplane vanished, and the system that was supposed to keep track of it simply could not see it today. With the Aireon constellation operational, that specific failure mode is largely solved for any aircraft equipped with ADS-B out. The system receives position updates approximately every 8 seconds. If an aircraft deviates from its expected path, or if its transmissions suddenly stop, the alert is nearly instantaneous. You do not wait for a missed position report over HF radio 90 minutes later. You know now. So what is coming next and why should you care this week? Several things are converging. First, the International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, has been driving global ADS-B out mandates. The United States mandate took effect in 2020 for controlled airspace. Europe's mandate applies to aircraft above 5,700 kilograms or with a maximum true airspeed above 250 knots. But many countries are still phasing in their requirements. As more of the global fleet equips, the coverage picture that Aireon receives gets denser and more complete. Second, and this is the piece that affects general aviation pilots directly, the data flowing through the Aireon network is starting to show up in products and services you actually use. FlightAware, which is now owned by Collins Aerospace, has been integrating space-based ADS-B data into its tracking platform for years. That means when your family watches your little blue airplane icon cross the Gulf of Mexico on FlightAware, they are not looking at radar data. They are looking at satellite-received ADS-B. The position updates are real, the track is accurate, and it works over water where nothing else does. Third, the conversation about reduced separation is expanding beyond the North Atlantic. ICAO and regional aviation authorities are studying how to apply satellite-based ADS-B surveillance in other oceanic and remote areas. The South Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, the South Pacific, the polar routes between North America and Asia. Each of these airspace regions currently relies on procedural separation with enormous buffers. Space-based ADS-B could compress those buffers, open more efficient routings, and add a layer of safety that simply did not exist before. Now, let me give you the honest engineering caveats, because this technology is not magic. First, space-based ADS-B depends entirely on the aircraft having a functioning ADS-B out transponder. If your transponder fails, or if you are flying an aircraft that is not equipped, the satellite cannot see you. This is receive-only technology. The satellite is not interrogating your aircraft like a radar does with a transponder. It is passively listening for your broadcasts. No broadcast, no track. Second, the system is sensitive to signal density. In very congested airspace, where hundreds of aircraft are transmitting simultaneously within the satellite's field of view, there is a theoretical limit to how many signals the receiver can decode. Aireon has engineered significant capacity into the system, but this is a real constraint that engineers monitor. Third, there is a question of latency. The signal goes from your aircraft up to a satellite in low Earth orbit, roughly 780 kilometers above the surface. The satellite relays that data down to a ground gateway. The gateway forwards it to Aireon's processing center. The processed data goes to the air navigation service provider. This chain takes a few seconds. For oceanic separation, a few seconds of latency is negligible. For the kind of tight terminal radar separation you see at a busy Class Bravo airport, it is not fast enough. Space-based ADS-B is a complement to ground-based surveillance, not a replacement. Fourth, and this is the one that keeps the engineers up at night. The entire system depends on GPS. ADS-B out broadcasts a GPS-derived position. If GPS is jammed or spoofed, the ADS-B data becomes unreliable or disappears entirely. We have seen GPS interference events increase significantly in parts of Eastern Europe, the Eastern Mediterranean, and other conflict-adjacent regions. When GPS goes away, ADS-B goes with it, and space-based ADS-B is no different. The Aireon constellation faithfully receives and relays whatever the transponder broadcasts. If the transponder is broadcasting a spoofed position, the satellite does not know the difference. This is why the broader conversation about alternative positioning, navigation, and timing, sometimes called alternative PNT, matters so much. If the aviation system is going to depend on ADS-B as its primary surveillance backbone, and it increasingly is, then the GPS dependency embedded in that architecture needs a backup. ILRN, inertial reference systems, and other non-satellite-based position sources are all part of that discussion, but none of them are deployed at the scale needed to fully back up GPS today. Here is the part that fascinates me as an engineer. The Aireon network was deployed for roughly $200 million. That is the cost of a single large radar facility when you factor in construction, commissioning, and lifecycle maintenance. For $200 million, they got global coverage. Every square mile of ocean, every polar route, every remote corridor in every country on Earth. Compare that to building and maintaining thousands of ground-based radar and ADS-B stations. The economics of space-based surveillance are staggering. And the Iridium constellation was already going up. Those satellites were launching regardless, to provide satellite phone and data services. Aireon essentially rented a small corner of each satellite to host their ADS-B receiver, hosted payload on a commercial constellation. That is the kind of engineering decision that looks obvious in hindsight, but took real vision to execute. For you as a general aviation pilot, here is the practical takeaway. If you are ADS-B out-equipped, which you should be if you are flying in any controlled airspace in the United States, you are already part of this network. Every flight you take, your position is being received by satellites overhead and fed into a global surveillance picture. That data improves oceanic safety, enhances search and rescue response times, and feeds the tracking tools your family and friends use to watch you fly. If you are planning a trip to the Bahamas or down to the Caribbean or across the Gulf, your ADS-B transmissions are being picked up over water where ground-based stations cannot reach. That is the Aireon constellation working for you. Even if you have never heard the name, the week ahead is likely to bring more discussion about extending reduced separation standards to additional oceanic regions based on the Aireon data. Keep an eye on the ICAO working groups and the air navigation service providers in the South Atlantic and Indian Ocean regions. The North Atlantic proved the concept. The rest of the world is catching up. Most of the detail for this segment came from Aireon's published technical documentation, NAV Canada's operational reports on North Atlantic separation reduction, ICAO's global air navigation plan, and FlightAware's integration announcements. If you want to dig deeper, RadioHangar.com has links to the source material. That is the thing about surveillance technology. When it works, you never think about it. Somebody is always watching, and for once, that is exactly what you want. I'm Vector. See you next time.